Robert Muldoon was a big man, 50 years old, with a steel-gray mustache and deep blue eyes. Raised in Kenya, he had spent most of his life as a guide for African big game hunters, as had his father before him. But since 1980, he had worked principally for conservation groups and zoo designers as a wildlife consultant. He had become well known. An article in the London Sunday Times had said, "What Robert Trent Jones is to golf courses, Robert Muldoon is to zoos, a designer of unsurpassed knowledge and skill." In 1986, he had done some work for a San Francisco company that was building a private wildlife park on an island in North America. Muldoon had laid out the boundaries for different animals, defining space and habitat requirements for lions, elephants, zebras, and hippos, identifying which animals could be kept together and which had to be separated. At the time, it had been a fairly routine job. He had been more interested in an Indian park called Tiger World in southern Kashmir. Then, a year ago, he was offered a job as game warden of Jurassic Park. It coincided with a desire to leave Africa. The salary was excellent. Muldoon had taken it on for a year. He was astonished to discover the park was really a collection of genetically engineered prehistoric animals. It was, of course, interesting work, but during his years in Africa, Muldoon had developed an unblinking view of animals, an unromantic view, that frequently set him at odds with the Jurassic Park management in California, particularly the little martinet standing beside him in the control room. In Muldoon's opinion, cloning dinosaurs in a laboratory was one thing, maintaining them in the wild was quite another. It was Muldoon's view that some dinosaurs were too dangerous to be kept in a park setting. In part, the danger existed because they still knew so little about the animals. For example, nobody even suspected the Dilophosaurs were poisonous until they were observed hunting indigenous rats on the island, biting the rodents and then stepping back to wait for them to die. And even then, nobody suspected the Dilophosaurs could spit until one of the handlers was almost blinded by spitting venom. After that, Hammond had agreed to study Dilophosaur venom, which was found to contain 7 different toxic enzymes. It was also discovered that the Dilophosaurs could spit a distance of 50 feet. Since this raised the possibility that a guest in a car might be blinded, management decided to remove the poison sacs. The vets had tried twice on 2 different animals without success. No one knew where the poison was being secreted, and no one would ever know until an autopsy was performed on a Dilophosaur, and management would not allow one to be killed. Muldoon worried even more about the Velociraptors. They were instinctive hunters, and they never passed up prey. They killed even when they weren't hungry. They killed for the pleasure of killing. They were swift, strong runners and astonishing jumpers. They had lethal claws on all 4 limbs. One swipe of a forearm would disembowel a man, spilling his guts out. And they had powerful tearing jaws that ripped flesh instead of biting it. They were far more intelligent than the other dinosaurs, and they seemed to be natural cage breakers. Every zoo expert knew that certain animals were especially likely to get free of their cages. Some, like monkeys and elephants, could undo cage doors. Others, like wild pigs, were unusually intelligent and could lift gate fasteners with their snouts. But who would suspect that the giant armadillo was a notorious cage breaker, or the moose? Yet a moose was almost as skillful with